So, what did the contractor say?
He still refuses to work until we can prove that there won't be people throwing rocks at him or tearing down everything he's already built.
I don't blame them.
And the board won't approve a security guard?
They could handle the cost of a 24-hour guard until the place is finished. But what about after that? It's not going to get any better.
Have the neighbors been told that they won't get a community center there even if we don't move in?
Many times. They're not buying it.
Huh.
Whit, please, just give it up. We need to cut our losses and relocate to the suburbs.
It's too bad these kids won't even give the place a chance. If they saw it in action, they'd love it.
I wish they could do that too, Connie, but we don't have that luxury.
Wait a minute. Call the contractor.
Why?
You need to convince him to start building again.
I just told you
I'll pay for the security for the next 2 days. I've got an idea. Connie, can you handle things here tomorrow night?
Sure. I've been handling things all week.
Good. Mary, would you like to attend a neighborhood meeting in Oswald Heights?
No, thanks. Is that what you're doing?
Yep.
Well, I hope you get out alive.
I don't remember my mom that much. Tony has some pictures. She was pretty.
Oh, what about your dad?
He taught me how to ice skate when I was 4.
Oh.
He took me to the rink and held hands with me all the way around. He bought me a snow cone.
Oh.
You don't have any pictures of him. Tony says he didn't like getting his picture taken.
Oh. Well, listen, you need to get your rest. We better call it a night.
Wait, I have to say goodnight to Tony.
All right. Oh, actually, I wanted to talk to him, too.
What's that big box for?
Oh, you'll see. Tony?
Come in.
Hi.
We came to say goodnight.
All right. Goodnight.
And I wanted to give you something. I picked it up this afternoon.
A guitar?
Wow.
Well, I didn't really know what kind to get.
It's better than the one I had.
I know it doesn't replace your songs, but, well, I was hoping you'd be able to remember some of them. Oh, that's nice. What is it called?
I never named this one. It's about my dad.
It's beautiful. Did he play guitar?
Yeah. He was great. He got me my first guitar. Little toy one, only had 4 strings. But I wrote a song on it when I was 7. It blew him away.
Oh, impressive. So you've been writing songs ever since?
Trying to. You want to read some?
Well, I'd be honored.
I've been trying to remember today. I wrote a couple down.
Read him the one about the cow in Antarctica who gave ice cream instead of milk.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
Yeah, that's her favorite. It's a kid's song. I don't consider it my finest work or anything.
It's your best one.
I'd love to hear it.
Why don't we go ahead and get started? My lawyer assured me that we do have rights here. We were told that the property was going to become a community center. I, for one, would rather have a place there that would be good for us and our kids, not just another business trying to make some money.
It's always about money.
I don't think we should be forced to accept this just because some rich guys found cheap property to buy.
Excuse me, could I say something?
Sure, come on up.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is John Whittaker.
Whittaker?
Go back where you came from, Whittaker.
I have a shop in Odyssey that's very similar to the one we want to put up here. I'd like all of you to come, plus your children. Anyone who lives in this area is invited. I'll pay for the transportation. Plus, everything is free. We'll have a barbecue, we have ice cream, activities. All of it is on the house.
Well, that's a pretty expensive offer, Mr. Whittaker.
Oh, I know. But we want to get you there. My staff and I would be thrilled if every one of you could come.
You and invited all of them?
That's right.
The entire city?
Pretty much.
I guess we better go buy some hot dogs.
Are you sure you want to do this, Whit? It's quite a risk. Lots of expenses, and what if they're not convinced?
If they're not convinced, well, then I'll consider moving it back to the suburbs.
Really?
Yeah. I believe this will give me the best idea about how this whole thing is going to work. Oh. Speaking of work, will everyone be available?
I'll be here with my apron on, Whit.
All right, Tom. You're in charge of the barbecue.
I'll be behind the counter.
Great.
Show me how to work some of these things, and I'll lead the people through the activities.
Oh, thanks, Mary. I think this could go well. The buses are all pulling up. They look packed.
Oh, good.
What's the matter, Connie? Are you nervous about something?
No, I just, I don't know what I'm going to do with all these people.
Well, I'm nervous. There's no telling what's going to happen.
Everything will be fine.
Oh, of course it will.
How come you didn't bring Tony and Brianna, Whit?
Oh, they decided to come in on the bus with the others. I don't think they want their friends to know they've been staying at my house for the last couple of days.
Understandable.
I hear it.
Welcome, everyone. Come on in. We've got lots to do.
Where's the barbecue?
The barbecue is almost ready outside, and we'll start bringing in the food in a few minutes. At the counter, we've got ice cream, and upstairs we have displays. There are people here to help you with anything.
I think they're used to handling things on their own.
Apparently. Oh, hello, Tony. Brianna.
Hi, Tony.
Yeah, hey.
Yeah, I wanted you to try... Tony?
What was that all about? It's like he didn't even see you.
I don't know.
Oh, I'm sorry. No one's allowed behind the counter but me. If you'll just form a single file line, I'll get you your ice cream as soon as I can.
If all of you would follow me upstairs, there are lots of... Excuse me, don't play with that plant. You need to put that chair down, please.
Okay.
I'm sorry, this is a non-smoking facility.
Oh, man.
I'll be out at the barbecue.
Thanks, Tom. Oh, I hope I didn't bite off more than I could chew. Bye-bye now, and thanks for coming.
Remember, it's going to be very similar to the one in Connellsville.
I hope you had a good time. I'll see you all soon. Oh, Tony. Are you leaving?
Yeah, we gotta go.
Where are you going?
To the bus.
No, I mean, do you have a place to stay?
Yep.
Okay.
Bye, Mr. Whitaker.
Bye, Brianna.
Oh, that was exhausting.
Well, it won't be this way every day in Connellsville.
I suppose not. How do you think it went? Do you think they liked it?
Well, to be honest, Mary, I couldn't really tell. They ate a lot, they used the displays, but I could never get a read on how they really felt about it.
Neither could I.
Whit, come quick!
What is it, Connie?
It's your office! Somebody broke in!
Yes, sir. Yes, it's an electronic pocket organizer. That's all that's missing. Yeah, all right. Yeah, I'll just wait here. Well, the detective's on his way.
We're going to have to put a metal detector at the door.
Oh, Mary!
Maybe there should be extra security in the manager's office. We can install big locks.
We're trying to show these kids we trust them.
You don't understand. I'm from South Dakota. We didn't have crime when I was growing up. Everyone was polite and kind, and knives were used to cut pork chops.
Look, it may be difficult at first.
You said if tonight didn't work out that you'd reconsider.
Well, I'm not convinced it didn't work.
You were robbed. It may be this way all the time in Oswald Heights. I don't know about you, but I'm not willing to deal with that every day.
I appreciate you helping me out, Tom.
Oh, it was my pleasure.
Well, we guessed almost exactly right on the number of hot dogs.
Sure did.
Well, it's a bit cold out here, don't you think?
Not really. Are you catching something?
No. I'm worried about Brianna getting sick again. I should have insisted that they stay with me tonight.
You can't force someone to stay in your house, Whit.
Oh, I know. I just wish there was more I could do for them.
Like what?
Well, I don't know. Well, there is one obvious thing.
What?
Adopting them.
Can you do that?
Well, something tells me their cousin wouldn't put up much of a fight.
But should you do it?
What do you mean?
Well, are you sure that's what's best for them? I mean, you got so much going on now, you don't even have time for yourself, much less two kids.
Well, they'd be better off with me than under that bridge.
Maybe you're right, but as a gut reaction, I'm not so sure that's a good idea.
I feel like I have to do something.
Oh, you should. Keep praying that God shows you something that you don't see right now.
Lieutenant?
Oh, hello, Mr. Whitaker.
I got a call that you found my organizer.
Yeah, about an hour ago. Caught a kid trying to sell it. It's not damaged.
Oh, good, good. Thank you for finding it.
No problem. You want to see the kid who did it? He's over there. His sister's in the other room.
Tony?
That's right. You were looking for him the other day, weren't you?
Yes. Yes, I was.
Guess that's what you get for finding him. Don't worry, though. I've got a call into social services. They're going to try and find a place for them again. You want to press charges?
No. But could I talk to him?
Be my guest.
Hello, Tony.
You gonna send me to jail?
No.
I wouldn't go anyway.
The social services is trying to find a place for you to live.
I've got one.
According to the police, your cousin's house may not be an option anymore. Tony, why did you steal from me?
You owed me. You destroyed my songs.
I trusted you.
That was your first mistake. Maybe this can be a lesson for you.
What's the lesson? That I'm not supposed to trust anyone?
Sure.
That's a bad way to live your life. I'd rather believe in people.
It's not that easy.
Pete hasn't called to tell me he's quit or anything. I guess that's a good sign. Whit?
Hmm? Oh, I'm sorry. What?
You haven't said a word this entire trip.
I'm just thinking.
Did you come up to the site yesterday?
No, I didn't have a chance.
Neither did I. I hope there's something left. Well, I declare, look at that!
What?
It's progress!
Oh yeah, it certainly is.
I see a floor and part of a frame and people working. Pete! Hey, Pete!
Yeah, Mary?
What happened?
With what?
It looks like a building. There's been no vandalism?
Not a bit. There's even been some kids coming over to watch us.
They're letting us build. Can you believe it?
Oh, I'm glad.
Whit, this is great. Why are you just standing there? Oh, this is the first ray of hope we've had. Pete, you've done a wonderful job. I can't even tell where the old building was.
Hey, thanks.
What's that? What? Over there, that pile of junk.
Awesome stuff we pulled out of the rubble.
Can I look at it?
Be my guest.
What are you doing?
Something caught my eye.
Garbage?
No. This.
Whit, it's going to be kind of hard to play that since it's in six pieces.
It's Tony's guitar.
Oh. Whatever happened to them?
Oh, they're with social services. Last I heard, they were being placed in separate foster homes.
Oh, that's too bad. I'm sure they didn't want to be apart.
No, they didn't.
Seems like they could find a family who'd take both of them.
Yes. They shouldn't be apart. Would you excuse me, Mary?
For what?
I need to make a phone call.
What can I do for you, Mr. Whitaker?
I'm wondering if you could tell me where Tony and Brianna are right now.
That's a good question. I wish I knew the answer.
You don't know where they were placed?
Oh, they were scheduled to go to their new foster homes. But they're not there.
Well, where are they?
They took off.
What?
Ran away.
Have you looked under the bridge?
No. I'm having trouble caring about this, Mr. Whittaker. They don't seem to want our help.
Well, if it's all the same to you, I'm going to look for them.
Suit yourself.
You're back? You might as well join the gang.
You wouldn't want me.
Oh, I see. Bad seed, huh?
I wouldn't want to get you into trouble.
Well, if you came here to thank me for calling off the dogs, I'm telling you, I had nothing to do with your building getting trashed in the first place.
Well, I never believed you did.
Good answer.
You wouldn't happen to know where Tony and Brianna are, would you?
I thought you guys sent them away.
They ran away. Did they come back here?
Haven't seen them.
Then how did you know they were sent away?
Word gets around.
I'm looking for them.
Hey! Stop, old man. Nobody pushes past me. Are you listening to me?
Hey, what's going on?
Hello, Tony. Brianna?
Hi, Mr. Whittaker.
Sorry, man. I tried to stall him.
That's okay.
Stall him? Are you headed somewhere?
I thought we already said goodbye.
You said goodbye. I didn't.
Why do you keep following me around? You still feel guilty? Man, you need therapy.
Where are you going?
I was thinking about Alaska. I live off moose meat for a while.
No, I mean with your life. What are you looking for, Tony?
What choices do I have?
Well, you could stay in Connellsville and figure out how to make something of yourself.
You know, you're just like everybody else. You feel sorry for me. You want me to have a great life. You want me to make something of myself. But do you have anywhere for me to go? Yeah, it was just so wonderful of you to let us stay in your nice, warm mansion for 2 days. Yes, thank you. Thank you so much for that 2-day vacation. But what do you have for us now? I thought so. Come on, Brianna, let's go.
Look, I've got a friend who wants to take you in.
Yeah, right.
His name is Mike Mulligan. He and his wife have a place out in the country, and they take in kids who don't have a home. I told them about you, and they've agreed to try it out. I would love to do this myself. I've grown very fond of both of you. But they can offer you things that I can't. They can give you a 2-parent family. They can give you time. They live on a farm with animals and...
Animals?
Oh, yes, lots of animals. It's a great situation, Tony. You can go to school out there, get a part-time job.
What kinds of animals?
Oh, you'll be surprised.
Oh, let's go, please.
Hold on a second. I don't know.
Look, it's all right there in front of you.
It sounds really nice.
What are these people like?
Why don't we drive out there and you can see for yourself?
I guess it could be worth checking out.
Thanks, Mike. Bye, Tracy.
Good night, Mr. Whittaker.
Good night.
Mr. Whittaker.
Yes?
I just, that was cool, you setting all this up.
Well, I'm glad you decided to give it a trial run. I hope it works out for all of you.
They seem okay.
Oh, they're good people. Was there something else?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, there is something. I ought to tell you this.
All right.
It wasn't my idea.
What?
Breaking into your office. Somebody put me up to it.
Who?
Some guy. He wouldn't give me his name. He paid me to break in, put something in your office, then leave. I took the computer thing as a tip.
But wait a minute now. He paid you to put something in my office? What was it?
A book. A dictionary, I think. I put it on the bookshelf. It looks like all the others.
A book?
I didn't know and I didn't care. I did it for the money. Plus, he told me he would have more jobs for me if I got this one right.
What did he look like?
A little taller than me. Bald, wore sunglasses and a hat. He paid me $50. I didn't care who he was.
Huh.
Why? Do you think you know him?
I'm not sure. This is the second time someone has put something in my office. Listen, Tony. I'll come back by here tomorrow. I need to go check this out. And, thank you for telling me.
No problem.
This order, because... What are you doing?
Oh, I'm looking for a dictionary.
Why?
Oh, I want to know the correct definition of a word.
Oh, yeah, sure. What word?
Any word.
What?
Oh, here it is. Huh, unbelievable.
That's the word?
Wait. There. Oh, I'm sorry, Connie. I didn't want to say anything to give away that I knew this particular dictionary was in here.
Why?
There's a tiny camera hidden in it.
A camera? There's somebody watching us?
No, not anymore. I just disabled it.
Well, who put it there?
I have no idea.
Wait, this is scary. Why would somebody put a camera in your office?
I don't know. But someone's awfully desperate to find out what we're doing over here.
But we're not doing anything. We're handing out ice cream. Do you think it's a spy from Dairy Dream or something?
Oh, now my guess is we've got worse problems than someone stealing our recipe for Raspberry Ripple. No, the person who would go to such lengths to spy on us won't stop just because I pulled their dictionary off the shelf. They'll try again. We have to find out who they are and what they want.
Who put the camera in Witt's office? And what are they looking for? I guess we'll have to keep listening to find out. You know, I think Tony wanted to prove something to Witt when he told him about the camera. Tony wanted Witt to believe that he could be trusted to do what is right, even if it may hurt him in the future. In the book of Ruth, the story goes that Ruth tried to find favor in the eyes of Boaz. Unfortunately, Boaz and Ruth were members of two groups of people who didn't like each other. But Boaz had heard of Ruth's kindness and generosity, and he said to her, "I will do for you all that you request, for all the people of my town know you are a virtuous woman." Ruth had earned Boaz's trust by her actions. It's hard to establish trust with someone, because it's not only about the things you say, it's about consistently doing the right thing and proving yourself to be honorable and worthy of trust. Well, that's all for now. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Chains was written and directed by Marshall Younger. Our production engineer was Jonathan Crow. And our executive producer is Paul McCusker. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.